survey conducted by the Australian Institute of Marine Science has found that the coral cover in the Great Barrier Reef is in decline. This has been happening since the summer of 2024, when a record-breaking marine heatwave rocked the Barrier Reef, causing a major bleaching event. Because of the severity of this event, there are fears that the Barrier Reef may not recover very well. Thomas Kutis asked Dr. Mike Emsley, a research team leader in long-term monitoring at the Australian Institute of Marine Science, what were the main findings in the survey?
What we found this year as part of the long-term monitoring program at the Australian Institute of Marine Science is that there have been substantial impacts to hard coral cover across the Great Barrier Reef, and this is due largely to the impacts of the 2024 mass coral bleaching event, which unfolded through January 2024, but also partially from two tropical cyclones and continuing outbreaks of crown of thorns starfish.
And how did the 2024 marine heatwave impact coral bleaching and the mortality across different regions of the reef?
The marine heatwave in 2024 is actually part of the fourth global mass coral bleaching event, which started in the Northern Hemisphere in their summer in 2023, so mid-year, June, July, August, progressively made its way to the Great Barrier Reef and resulted in extensive coral bleaching across the whole of the Great Barrier Reef, so right from Cape York all the way down through to the southern end of the Great Barrier Reef off Gladstone. And at the time, we knew it was the most severe in terms of the accumulated heat stress that had impacted the Great Barrier Reef. But now that we've completed our surveys for the 2025 season, what we're able to say is it's also one of the worst impacts in terms of the loss of living coral on the Great Barrier Reef. So the northern region has lost about a quarter of the coral that was there prior to the mass coral bleaching event. The southern Great Barrier Reef has fared slightly worse, and it's lost about a third of the coral cover that we recorded prior to the event. And the central Barrier Reef has got off somewhat lightly and lost about 14% of the levels of coral that were there before the bleaching event.
Why are the fast-growing coral species both a sign of recovery and a source of concern for long-term reef health?
Well, those corals, and they're called Acropora, as you said, are really fast-growing, and they're pretty much the most dominant group of corals on the Great Barrier Reef, and they're responsible for a large portion of the dynamics that we see in the total hard coral cover. So the total hard coral cover is a metric we use to indicate how much of the reef surface is covered in living coral, and that's made up of all different types of coral. So Acropora are a really important group of corals. They grow really fast, they colonise really quickly, but the downside of it is that they're also really susceptible to heat stress and to coral bleaching. They're the preferred prey of crown of thorns starfish outbreaks, and they're really susceptible to breakage by waves generated by storms and cyclones.
What does the recent decline in coral cover suggest about the resilience of the Great Barrier Reef to climate change?
Well, it absolutely points to the fact that the Great Barrier Reef is under continued and cumulative stresses. It's showing that these bleaching events are now occurring more frequently. They were pretty much unheard of at this scale prior to the 1990s, and we're now seeing them occurring with an increasing frequency. Just since I've started researching on the reef in the 90s, we've had an event in 98, in 2002, then a bit of a break to 2016, and 2017 was the first back-to-back event. In 2020, 2022, 2024, and now again in 2025 for the second back-to-back event.
And how might the continuation of global warming affect the reef's ability to recover from future bleaching events?
The key to recovery for coral reefs is that they have enough time between successive disturbance events. As I just highlighted for you, these events are now coming more quickly. And the projections under climate change moving forward is that trend is only going to continue and likely to increase until coral bleaching, and we're looking at an annual event. So really, there'll be no time left for corals to recover.
So what actions are scientists and policymakers recommending to protect the reef from further degradation?
Well, I can't comment on government policy, but certainly one recommendation is to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Absolutely, that's number one danger to reefs globally and to the Great Barrier Reef. So we need to be doing everything we can in our power to reduce those to levels where we keep the temperature increases as close to 1.5 as we can. Other things that can be done and are being done currently are local management actions. So the Great Barrier Reef does have a COTS control program. So that's Crown of Thorns Starfish Control Program, which teams of divers go out onto the reef. And then the final strategy we can try and implement is to research into adaptation and restoration, just to try and give reefs a bit of a breathing space until we bring those emissions under control.
Mike Emsley, a research team leader in long-term monitoring at the Australian Institute of Marine Science, speaking there with Thomas Cooters.